Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the Coffee
What's up? It's your girl, Teresa Ray Butler, and welcome to Cream City Classica. Tonight, we have Vanessa M. Kirby. She's coming in to talk about being jealous and crazy on Cream City Classica. The number to call in is 1-713-955-0635, like you see on your Cream City page there. And right now, we're going to go to a commercial. And we're going to hopefully get to Vanessa when the phone starts ringing. All right. So, it is nice out.
After a 3-year relationship, Rain Strickland vanished one day without a trace. Although she was only one state away from her former lover, Maxwell Johnson, she managed to stay off his radar for the last 5 years. She took every precaution to make sure Max never knew where she was or the secret she took with her. Some circumstances in Rain's new life forces her to move back to her home city. When Max is struck with Rain's reappearance, he believes he's been given a second chance to right the wrong that sent Rain across the state lines. Max soon learns that a lot has changed in her 5-year absence, and the spot he once held was now filled. He quickly slips back down his path of destruction and mayhem. Rain's inability to resist the love that once meant more than her next breath, while trying to convince Max that love no longer lived there, only fuels Max's obsession to have her. Maxwell Johnson is determined to rewrite their ending, no matter what the cost. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous and Crazy by author Vanessa M. Kirby.
Yeah, that sounds, well, everybody's had one. A jealous and crazy. Everybody had at least one. If you've been grown and living long enough, yeah, jealous and crazy. Man, some of us even been jealous and crazy. And I, for one, can admit, yes. Child, what's the craziest thing you've ever done, y'all? I think the craziest thing that I've ever done that I can truly remember, two things that stand out that I would never do now. Let's see. One time, I can't believe I'm telling this, but I told this in my book I wrote called Don't Even Trip. But one time I hid under the kitchen sink so that I could hear what my boyfriend was talking about on the telephone with who. you know. Like, I knew that every time he would come home, he would check the house to make sure that I wasn't there. So I picked a spot that I did not think he would think to look, and I was right. And, yeah, it was the argument and the fight that day, but I found what I was looking for, y'all. Yeah, I don't know if it's jealous, but it's definitely crazy. Let's see. The other thing, same book. I also put it in that book. One time I put a cigarette out in my ex-boyfriend's cereal because he would never take me seriously, you know. He would always just be talking junk and acting crazy and, you know, and I was really just really frustrated with him that particular day. And, I was tired of his insults. I was tired of him putting me down and just, you know, not listening and being cruel. So I was smoking at the time, smoking Newports or whatever it was, and I put my cigarette out in this cereal. I sure did. Yeah, I was young. I was in my 20s. Okay, I'm just rambling. Waiting for Vanessa M. Kirby to call in. The phone number is 1-713-955-0630. The book is called Jealous and Crazy. Tonight on Cream City Classica. Yes. Let me see. I'm just talking, I guess, till she calls in. I try to do that for my guests when they're new and they're new to the program, and sometimes they forget. It happens once in a while. You know, we get people who forget to call in, or maybe they're running late, you know. Maybe she's driving and stuck in traffic and can't get a signal. You know, you never know. So what I try to do is just be courteous and keep the line, keep the air open for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then we shut it down after that because, you know, who wants to do 30 minutes of, I could do it. Yeah, I know I could do it. I've done it like many, 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 many times. So, yeah, but I, you know, this is supposed to be her show. So let me see. Now, I just heard a jealous and crazy story the other day. True story, y'all. I don't even know if y'all heard this, but apparently a young lady, I don't have all the details, but to my understanding, this is like, you know, kind of the basis, give or take, whatever might not be completely verbatim factual, but she called herself giving her ring back to her ex-fiance. She thought it would be the right thing to do to return this ring to her ex-fiance. Now, this just happened like yesterday, I think, and today's October 11, 2016. So, yesterday or the day before yesterday, it was so very recent. And when the guy, she broke up with the guy like 6 months ago, y'all. 6 months ago. They ain't even been together, nothing, you know, no contact. Just, you know, apparently just like, you know, hey, I'm not sure how they got back in touch with each other about the ring. I don't have all the details, you know, but this is what happened. She was giving the guy the ring back. He comes over to her house to get the ring. He ends up stabbing her umpteen times, and then he goes and jumps off her balcony or out of her window or something because she lived high up on a whatever. And he jumped to his death, and then she dies at the hospital. Now, that's jealous and crazy right there. Because you know what I'm saying? People can really, they can get crazy. I know that I would never take it to that extreme. You know, you say what you're not going to do, right? I know some of y'all listeners out there. I know y'all got some stories that top mine. I know you do. Some of y'all listening and chuckling right now because you know you done did some jealous and crazy foolishness. You won't do, you know, you fall in love with the right person and they turn your vibrational frequency up so high that if you're not with them, you immediately notice the difference in your life. And that's where that term comes, you know, where people, they literally feel like they can't live without the other person. Like, I can't live without them. Oh my God. You know, to the point where they do unthinkable things, you know, people can just really surprise you. You can surprise yourself. I know I surprised myself. I mean, I felt like I felt like the police and stuff, you know, when the SWAT team come through the window. That's how I felt when I was coming out that cupboard from under the kitchen sink on my ex-boyfriend, like, surprise! Because he jumped like 10 feet back. He was so scared. I'm so glad he didn't die of a heart attack, because I know it scared him to that capacity. Who wouldn't be scared? You know, that's some old horror movie stuff. Like, you know, you chilling and all the covers just boom, pop open, like on that one movie. God, I can't think of the name of the movie where boom, just burst open all at one time. Paranormal, whatever the hell it's called. It's something like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Oh, man. I got to cut to another commercial because I'm just sitting up here waiting on her to call in. The number to call in is 713-955-0635. If you're listening, Vanessa M. Kirby, you should be calling us so we can talk to you. Otherwise, we're going to have to reschedule. I hope she's okay. I hope everybody's okay. You always hope people are okay. But, yeah, if you rap, sing, dance, write books, if you have an opinion, if you specialize in something, Cream City Classica is the home of the $5 ad, And here, we believe that it's enough room for us all to shine on Cream City Classica.
After a 3-year relationship, Rae Strickland vanished one day without a trace. Although she was only one state away from her former lover, Maxwell Johnson, she managed to stay off his radar for the last 5 years. She took every precaution to make sure Max never knew where she was or the secret she took with her. Some circumstances in Rae's new life forces her to move back to her home city. When Max is struck with Rae's reappearance, he believes he's been given a second chance to right the wrong that sent Rae across the state lines. Max soon learns that a lot has changed in her 5-year absence, and the spot he once held was now filled. He quickly slips back down his path of destruction and mayhem. Rae's inability to resist the love that once meant more than her next breath, while trying to convince Max that love no longer lived there, only fuels Max's obsession to have her. Maxwell Johnson is determined to rewrite their ending, no matter what the cost. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous and Crazy by author Vanessa M. Kirby.
Yes, yes, yes. The number to call is 71. Now, y'all remember that one soap opera? Let me see. The main characters was like Stefano and Kirsten and Marlena and all these Victor Kiryas. Maybe that was the same. I don't know. Well, anyway, I remember there was this one point in time in that particular show where there was this one character that was playing two people. I think it was Kirsten, and she played this pregnant lady with buck teeth. That was like the most craziest, jealous and crazy stuff that I ever followed. And everybody was on it. We was hooked on it like it was a drug. You know, every week we had to tune in. Like, how can John not know that this is Kirsten? Like, we knew it was fake script, soap opera stuff. But we as viewers got, like, all reeled in, like, all upset, all messed up about it. Like, how can this be? Well, unfortunately, we've come to the 15-minute mark, and I guess we're going to have to reschedule. So, Vanessa M. Kirby, we pray that you're okay, and we hope to have you on Cream City Classics so we can talk about this jealous and crazy novel that you wrote. Y'all, my name is Teresa Ray Butler. I'm getting on up out of here, and we'll see you next time on Cream City Classica.
You're on the Classica.